It's been 2 years since North Dakota has been collecting sales taxes from internet retailers. That was made possible in the Wayfair versus North Dakota court case, which overturned the earlier Quill versus North Dakota decision.
We've collected almost $60 million in state and local tax from that decision in just 2 short years.
North Dakota Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger said this year, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been a sharp increase in the amount of online sales.
If we look at the month of April, actual sales activity that we collected in May, we're seeing a 500% increase year over year in April, comparing April 2020 to April 2019 in online sales activity.
But Rauschenberger says that raises some questions about how behaviors are changing.
How long and for what period of time will individuals continue to shop online instead of continuing to shop locally at their local retail stores?
Rauschenberger says money from local stores stays in the local economy, and the shift to online sales will have a ripple effect.
Even though the state may collect the same amount of sales tax, you don't have that money staying in the economy and having the multiplier effect.
Rauschenberger said that will make it harder for the state to come up with an accurate revenue forecast for the next 2-year budget cycle and harder for the preparation of state agency budget requests.
We're seeing brick and mortar retail down, but online up. That's money that's not staying in the local economy. And that's something that we really need to keep an eye on, because that can absolutely have a ripple effect through income tax, sales tax, and other tax types, because that money just is going out of state.
Sales tax collections also dropped in North Dakota in April because of the slowdown in the oil industry. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.